Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of 19 books, businesswoman, columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Psalms 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day songs and God-honoring music, bringing the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Oh, what a blessing it is to be with you today, wherever you are. In your car, at your office, or perhaps like some of my listeners, you've poured a cup of coffee and you're sitting by the radio listening. Or maybe you're listening while lying in your hospital bed. And a special thank you to the prisoners that have written to me. I'm blessed that you are able to listen to my program also. Wherever you are, just know that God loves you today. Knowing that it's a stressful time in our world and probably in your world too, I've decided to talk about a few of the names of God. Recently, I heard the wonderful Jewish singer Paul Wilbur say that he felt God spoke in his heart, "Whatever need you have, I have a name." Yes, that's true for you. Whatever need you have today, God has a name to answer that need. In reality, God said that to Abraham thousands of years ago in the book of Genesis, in the Bible. God said, "I am El Shaddai," or God Almighty. In Hebrew, El Shaddai emphasizes God's ability to handle any situation that confronts you. It literally means self-sufficiency or self-sufficient one. You know, at times in his trek to the promised land that God had promised him, Abraham felt discouraged and defeated by the many enemies that he faced. But God told Abraham he didn't need to feel discouraged. He just needed to remember that El Shaddai, the self-sufficient one, would be with him. Oh, you may feel like Abraham today. There's so many things that you're facing, so much uncertainty. Maybe physical problems seem to overwhelm you. And it's no accident you tuned into this program today. Today, God wants to remind you that He, God Jehovah, is El Shaddai, the self-sufficient one. He, God, wants to help you in any situation that confronts you. Well, may this next song encourage you. It's a song about El Shaddai. It says, El Shaddai, age to age, you're still the same. Now here's the group, the Imperials, singing El Shaddai.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai, age to age, you're still the same. By the power of the name El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Ekum Kana Adonai, we will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the ram, you saved the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, you turned the sea into dry land. Through the outcast on her knees, God who really sees, and by your might you set your children free. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai, age to age you're still the same. By the power of you high, El Shaddai.
here, though the people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be.
For your word contained the plan, they just could not understand. Your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your Son.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai.
Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kamkai.
Outcast on her knees, you're the God who really sees, and by your might, you set your people free, El Shaddai. Oh, my friend, God wants to set you free today, too. And that's why I'm talking about the power of the names of God today. Well, my husband Randy and I have fallen in love with the breed, the long-haired German Shepherd. And you can see pictures of her on my Facebook page. German Shepherds are known as being protectors. While thinking of a name, we remembered Esther in the Bible, and we discovered that Esther's Jewish name was Hadassah, and one of the definitions of her name means warrior protector. So we knew Hadassah would be a good name for our new puppy, and Hattie she became. Well, now as she lies at my feet, sleeping while I write, I think about her name, Hadassah, and the importance of names to God. Well, one day in a parking lot by a store, Randy was shouted at by a man who appeared to be drunk. Hattie, yet still a puppy, had been sleeping in the back seat. Suddenly she jumped up by Randy's head and growled a low, menacing growl at the man. Well, it was enough for the drunk man, and he quickly walked away. Even though a puppy, she was already a protector. Just a small example of protection, and God says, He is your protector, your deliverer, and you can call on the name of Jesus, and He will be there for you. Now here's what David said in Psalm 144:2. He is my loving God and my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer, my shield, in whom I take refuge. Well, if God will deliver David, and he did, he will deliver and protect you also. There's a song that explains it very well. Here is Vern Jackson singing, Jesus, His name says it all.
When I need a word of comfort, when I'm troubled all around, when I need a word of healing, when my body's feeling down, when I need a word of rescue, if I begin to fall, I say Jesus, oh His name says it all. I say Jesus, Jesus. Say, Jesus, disease and sickness has got to let me go. There is one who's always
able
to deliver when I call. I say, Jesus, oh, his name says it all. His name will calm the raging waters that threaten your very life. His name whispered makes demons tremble, sends them fleeing into the night. His name alone speaks highest praise, even angels stand in awe. I say, Jesus, oh, his name says it all. I say, Jesus, and sweet peace floods my troubled soul. I say, Jesus, disease and sickness has got to let me go. There is one who's always
able
to deliver when I call. I say, Jesus, oh, his name says it all. I say, Jesus, and sweet peace floods my troubled soul. I say, disease and sickness has got to let me go. There is
one
who's always
able
to deliver when I call. I say, Jesus, oh, his name says it all. Oh, there is
one
who's always
able
to deliver when I call. I say, Jesus, oh,
his name says it all.
When I need a word of comfort, when I'm troubled all around, when my body's feeling down, I say, Jesus, and his name says it all. Oh, dear friend, you can depend on the name of Jesus too. Thankfully, I was raised in a family where we went to church, and so even as a baby, I went to church. Well, at 3, I was old enough to go to the little ones' class, as my mother called it. And it wasn't long until I learned to sing the song, Zacchaeus was a wee little man was he, and so on. The song tells a story from the book of Luke in the Bible about Zacchaeus, who was short, and so he climbed a tree in order to see Jesus as he walked on the road. But then Jesus did a most amazing thing. He looked up in the tree and said, Zacchaeus, you come down. I'm going to your house today. Well, Jesus hadn't met Zacchaeus before, but Jesus knew his name, just like he knows you by name too. Well, then the Bible goes on to tell how Zacchaeus was changed from that day forward. And so, dear friend, when it seems that no one cares about you, who you are, what you're going through, just remember Zacchaeus. And just like Jesus knew his name, so Jesus knows you by name and longs for you to know him in a personal way too. Yes, our Heavenly Father in heaven sees us through his eyes of love. And it's true that our value is not determined by what we do, but simply by the fact that Jesus loves us, and he cares about every detail of our lives, even calling us down from a tree if he has to. Oh, yes. Well, there's a song that says, "Isn't he wonderful, Prince of Peace, Counselor, Mighty God?" Here is the praise and worship group singing, "Isn't he?" The name of Jesus has the power we need for every situation in our lives. In my 30s, I experienced the benefit of a good family name. I was beginning my road trip back to California from South Dakota, where I'd been visiting my parents. And I realized I was almost out of gas, so I stopped in the next little town, about 100 miles away. And I gave them my check for gas, but the clerk said they didn't take out-of-town checks, only cash. So I asked to speak to the owner, as I had very little cash. The owner, a grizzled old cowboy, came out, and while he was deciding if he'd take my check, he asked me why I had stopped in their little town. I explained that I was visiting my parents up in Lemon. So he asked who they were, and his weathered face broke into a large grin, and he replied, "Oh, you're one of BL's grandkids. Heck, I used to take my cattle up to his auction. If you're one of his family, I know you're good for the check." And once again, I was aware of the good name of my family, my heritage, and it certainly brought peace into my difficult situation. It reminds me of the old prophet Isaiah when he was speaking of the Messiah, and he said in chapter 9:6, "His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Yes, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, was my helper that day. I have a book that has 365 names for Jesus found in the Bible. One name for every day of the year. Names like King of Kings, Strong Tower, Your Comfort. But I think my favorite is still the Prince of Peace. I've been the benefit of that aspect about Jesus so many times in my life. And Jesus wants to be your peace too, no matter what you're going through. Well, the next song says, "Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt?" So listen now to the Dove Brothers sing, "Who am I?"
When I think how we came so far from glory, came and went among the lowly, such as I. Calvary, take my place. Then I ask myself this question, who am I?
He would love me so, but to an old rugged cross he would go. And then they continue and say, not because of who I am, but because of what you've done, Jesus. Oh, I'm reminded of King David's question in Psalm 8. And he wrote that he considered the heavens, the moon, and the stars, and that he was amazed by the God of the universe who created them and holds them together. And in awe, in verse 4, David asked, "What is man that you are mindful of him?" Well, one of my favorite verses, because it lists so many names of God that I can depend on, is Psalm 18, 1-3. It says, "I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock, whom I take refuge. He is my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies." Well, my friend, I hope you will tap into the love and power and care that God has for you. And don't forget, like Zacchaeus, Jesus knows your name wherever you are in this world. So go to him today and ask him to help you. And if this program's been a blessing, I hope you'll write to me, and I personally answer all my letters and emails. So be blessed, and remember to tune in again. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at her website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 911701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.